Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi and Rav Yosef, whose yahrzeit is tonight. Tonight and tomorrow. Rav David Tzvi and Rav Yosef. And this morning's learning is also dedicated by Rav Mordechai Kirshner, the Nishmas, his grandmother, Ita Bas Yisrael Yehuda. Ita Bas Yisrael Yehuda, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chaf. And we left off at the Gemara Amr of Chista. A lot of fascinating discussions today in the daf. A good morning to David Yoshua, Techana Chenech, to Avi, special mazlov to Avi on the engagement of his daughter, Talia, who made Aliyah, to Zach Brown, originally from Toronto, Mazel Tov. We should have lots of simcha nachas and bracha from them to see banim u'bnei banim oskim atorah b'mitzvos. And Gershon Eitan, good morning. And good morning to Shlomo David and to Tzvika and to Yisrael Moshe and to Yerachmiel Shmuel. Tzvika thought I wasn't going to remember. Here we go. Amrav Chista. Get shekasu. You got to have more faith in me than that, Tzvika. Amrav Chista. Get shekasu shalol lishma. Behavior alav kulmus lishma banu lemachlokas Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. Okay, here you have. Good morning, Mordechai. We already said that we're learning Leah Nishmas, your grandmother. Banu lemachlokas Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. So let's say you have a get that's written shalol lishma. So such a get is pasul. So now you take the quill and you write over letter for letter exactly the way it was, black on black. Write over the whole thing again, and this time you have kavana that it should be lishma. So is ksav al gabi ksav, does this work or not? So in yesterday's daf, we said that as far as Hilcha Shabbos is concerned, it's not a writing, right? Didn't we say that yesterday? That black on black is not, you didn't do anything. So you're not chayav neither for erasing nor for writing, because basically you're left with the same thing you had. I mean, it's a little darker, but it's not considered to be a new writing. So says the Gemara, when it comes to the laws of Gittin, it's not the same as the laws of Shabbos. Here, but we mentioned yesterday also, we mentioned yesterday's daf, that Tosfos said that in a case of where the first one was Shalol Lishma and the second one was Lishma for a get and you did it on Shabbos, it would be considered a Ksiv L'Gabbe Shabbos. Good morning, Dr. Joe. So, and other Rishonim disagree with Tosfos. That's what Tosfos said. So, Desanu into the Brisa. And now we're going to bring in the third area of Halacha. We're talking about Shabbos and Get, and now we're going to talk about Ksiva Sefer Torah. Desanu into the Brisa. Let's say a guy was writing a Sefer Torah, and he was supposed to write Hashem's name. Yud, then a Hey, then a Vav, then a Hey. But instead of that, He v'niskavin lichtov Yehuda. Now, one of the halachas of the Shem Hashem is you have to have in mind that you're sanctifying it the name Hashem. So he thought it said Yehuda. So he was intending to write Yehuda, but lo and behold, he left out the dalet. So he just wrote Yud and a Hey, then above then a Hey. But he had the wrong kavana. V'niskavin lichtov Yehuda v'tov lohid bo dalet, and he left out the dalet. So he wrote the Shem Hashem correctly, but the wrong Kavana. So Mavra Lov Kumus Makacha Divrei Yehuda says, no problem. Just write it over again and have Kavana L'Shem Hashem. Oh, V'chacham Omrim, no. Ein Hashem Min HaMuvchar, which the Rishonim understand to mean, he's not Yotzei at all. He's not Yotzei. Even though he wrote over it again, Yud, then Hey, then above, then Hey, it was already written with bad Kavana. Having the right kavana, writing over again, does not do anything because you didn't write anything new. That's chachamim. So the Gemara thinks the same thing should be true by a get. Same machlokas. Amarach v'yakov dimalohi. No. Maybe we don't say the same machlokas that exists by Sefer Torah exists by get. Ad kan lo kam rabban hasam. The only reason the chacham say it's possible by Sefer Torah, that we need a Sefer Torah to be Hashem's name has to be Mehuda. And by writing it over again. It's not a hider. It doesn't look nice. So Zekele, whenever Hashem's name has to be Mehudr, and you don't have it there for its pasal. Aval hacha lo. But as far as writing a get, the Chachamim would agree that it's kosher. Chachamim would agree that it's kosher. Now, hold on 1 second. Because I have a couple things to say about this. Good morning, Arav Eliezer Dov. Let me find my notes. Where are my notes? Where are my notes? 1 second, I apologize. Where are the Gittin notes? Notes on Gittin, where is that? Sorry, give me 1 second. Gittin notes, here we go. Sorry. Okay, here they are. So a few things. First of all, one of the interesting things about this Gemara is you have here Zekeli Vanveyu, which means you need to do mitzvahs in a beautiful way, and it's even Ma'akev B'di'evet. It makes the Sefer Torah a puzzle. Usually throughout Shas, whenever you see the idea of Zekeli Vanveyu, that mitzvahs have to be beautiful, that's not Ma'akev B'di'evet. It doesn't disqualify it. Right, you're supposed to have a Sefer Torah, a Lulavna, a nice talis, nice tefillin. It's supposed to be Hiddur Mitzvah. But not that it makes the thing puzzle. So I have Salvechik and others, the Chasim Sofer, others say a Chiddush based on this Gemara that there's only two places in Shas. Right, there's the first Rashi in the third parak of Sukkah. Rashi says that I'll dry out Lulav. And it dried out. You have Esrog, this puzzle. Rashi says, Zekeli Vanveyu. Because you have to have beautiful mitzvahs. So everybody and their grandmother asked against Rashi, what do you mean? Having a beautiful thing is only a din l'chatchila. But that it should disqualify it even with the Eved. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik says. There's Tzvei Dinim, classic Brisker Torah. There's Tzvei Dinim in Hiddur Mitzvah. The general din of Hiddur Mitzvah, you have to have a nice talis, a nice, that if you don't have such a nice one, that doesn't make it puzzle, but there's only two places in all of Shas where having something that's not nice disqualifies it. One is a lulav or an esor, because it says pre-eitz hadar. The Torah says that's be hadar. So if it's yavesh, it's not hadar. So the esor is puzzle even with the eved, and we learn from esor to lulav. We have a hekesh that's in the same pasuk, pre-eitz hadar. So that makes it disqualifies even with the eved. And so to read, the Torah says beferish zekeli ve'anvehu. This is my God, and I will beautify him. So the name of Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei in the Torah, if it's not done the right way, so Chachamim say it's Pasul even B'di'evet. Even though usually not having something nice doesn't disqualify B'di'evet. Just says, okay, you're not Yotze, it's not the best way. Others say it differently, that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. So what I think is beautiful is not what you think is beautiful. But when it comes to Sefer Torah, when it comes to Lulav and Esrog, there's an objective criteria, and if it's not beautiful, then you're not Yotze. So that's one interesting thing. This is the only place in Shas where you will find something not being beautiful which disqualifies it B'di'evet. Only place in all of Shas. Except for that Rashi who says that's Pshat and Hadar also. One other thing. I was listening to Rabbi Rosner yesterday in the car. Tshuvas Radvaz. There's a Tshuvas Radvaz. Let's say the other way around. The guy was supposed to write the name Yehuda. He was supposed to write Yehuda. The case in our Gemara is he was supposed to write Shem Hashem, but he had Kavana for Yehuda, he accidentally left out the Dal. Amos, the Radvaz was asked a different question. The guy was supposed to write Yehuda, and by accident, he wrote the Shem Hashem, but he was intending to write Yehuda, but he left out the Dal. He was supposed to write Yehuda, but he left out the Dal, so he wrote the Shem Hashem. Can he erase it to write Yehuda? So the Radvaz says, yes, he's allowed to erase it. You're erasing Shem Hashem. No, but he didn't intend to write Shem Hashem. So because he didn't endow it with the Kedusha, even though he wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei, but he did not intend to endow it with the Kedusha of Hashem, says the Radvaz, it's mutter to erase it in order to write Yehuda. Because if you didn't have Kavana that it should be Shem Hashem, it doesn't achieve the Kedusha of Shem Hashem. In order to, so you have to have Kavana. So therefore he says, it would be mutter to erase it. However, the Radvaz further says, if you have Stam Das, in that case, you had Kavana to write Yehudas. So that's where you're allowed to erase it. But if you just have Stam Das, so then maybe Stam Das, you would not be allowed to erase it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Chista. Yachilnan lemifsalin lekulei gita da'alma. I could disqualify all the gittin in the world.
Whoa.
Amali Rava, my time. Ileima mishim dechsev v'kasav v'hacha ihika kasfale. If you'll tell me it's because the Torah says that the husband has the right to get the kasav. He has the right to get it. If he doesn't write it, he has to at least pay the sofer. But the rabbis decreed that the woman should pay the sofer. Why? Because we're afraid she's going to be an aguna. The husband will hire the guy. Then he'll say, I don't know. I don't want to divorce her. So she'll be left there with aguna. Nobody paid. So the Chazal said, she's got to pay. But it says, v'kasav, the dumak nuyak ne le rabbanon. No. Maybe when the rabbi said that she has to pay. So the rabbi said that it's as if he paid. Hefker bezen hefker, Rashi says. And here it seems to be a source that hefker bezen hefker could say that the rabbis took the money away from her and gave it to him. In other words, the rabbi said, when we decreed that she's got to pay the money, it's like he paid the money. The rabbi said, the money goes from her to him to the sofer. That's Pash Pshat. That's what the Achronim say. The Machne Ephraim has a discussion about whether or not Hefker Bezen Hefker, can Bezen just uproot money from somebody? Or can Bezen actually not only uproot it, but even put it in somebody else's possession? So this Gemara sounds like, that's what the Achronim say, this Gemara sounds like that Hefker Bezen Hefker means not only that you could uproot it, the Maritz Chai says like that, but this will answer the Machne Ephraim Suffolk, that Bezen not only can be Mafka, it can be even can be Motzi. The Rashba, we're going to learn later on in the Masechta, the Rashba says depends on what the source is. The Gemara is going to bring two psukim for Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. One of them says that Bezen can only uproot, make it Hefker. That sounds like Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. But others say, no, not only can Bezen uproot something, but they can even place it in somebody else's possession. They can make somebody else be the owner. Anyway, but says the Gemara, no, but that's not a right. Ve'ela mishun dechsev, v'nasan, v'hacha lo yarv lamideh. No, the Torah says, Vinasan biyada. Vinasan sounds like the husband has to actually give her something that's worth, that has value. But a get can be written on something that's valueless. It can be even on something that's asar bahana. A get can be written on something that's mamish worth zero. Ve'ela mishun tekziv Vinasan, v'hacha lo yarv lamide. Here you can give her even something that's worth less than a pruta. Dilma nesinas geti. Who says Vinasan means you got to give something that's worth a pruta? Maybe Vinasan usually means something that's worth a pruta, but maybe here it just means you just have to give her the get. The get is very worthwhile because he's affecting a divorce with it. But even though it's not worth a pruta, that's still called Vinasan. Teda, I'll prove this to you. The Shalchu Mitam, the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael sent a letter to the Chachmei Bavel. And they said the halacha is kasval isuri hana kasher. If you write a get on something, it's aser b'hana. It's kasher. So you see, even if it's worthless, it's kasher. Gufa shelchu mitam. So the Gemara goes off on a side point. We still don't know how we could disqualify all the get. Gufa shelchu mitam. They said meritzel kasval isuri hana kasher. Ravashi afa nanai mitanina. We also learned this in a Mishnah. Mishnah we had in yesterday's daf. Al ha'ala shel zayis. Sounds like it's even worth less than a pruta. Answers the Gemara, no. Dil mashani ala shel zayis. Dechazli the starufi. Maybe you could take a whole bunch of ala shel zayises and sew them together, so then it will be worth a pruta. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, kasva ali suri hana, kasher. Nafak, Levi, vidarsha mishmei de Rebbe, velo kilsua. So Levi went and he dashed this in the name of Rebbe, and the people who were listening did not accept it. Because he said it in the name of Ashitas Yachid, even though it was Rebbe. And we know we don't follow Yachid, we follow Rabin. Now Levi felt this was the halacha, so he wanted people to accept it. So then he went out again, Mishmei de Rabin. Then he went out again and he said, this is the majority opinion. V'kil Sua. So then people accepted it. Alma Hilchas HaKavasif, and the fact that Rebbe went out of his way that people should listen to it, sounds like the halacha was like it. Now, wait a second. Did Levi just say this so people should accept it, but actually it was not a Shitas Rabim? He lied? We've had this before. We had a similar thing before. Wow. And we've had this before also. What I'm about to teach you, we had this before also. The Magen Avraham writes on this Gemara, you see from here that the rabbi is even allowed to lie in order to get people to accept the halacha if he thinks it's really the halacha. What? Says the Magen Avraham, Simen Kuf Nun Vav Sivkat Beis. If you hear something, and the rabbi hears halacha, and he thinks this is the halacha, he's allowed to say it in the name of an Adam Gadol in order that people should accept it from him. And he brings a reference to the word, Psachim Kuf Yud Beis. Talabi Ilanei Ravrevi. The Stechemen writes about this, and the Stechemen brings a riot from our sugya. You could lie in order that people should accept the halacha if you think it's really the halacha. However, the Beis Aaron rejects it. No, because our Gemara says, Sholchu Mitam. It really was a Shitas Rami. It wasn't lying here. Sholchu Mitam means this was the opinion of the majority. It was decided in Shimon Eretz Yisrael, and all the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael were a rabbin. So there was no lying. Chas v'shalom. You're not allowed to lie. To say the halacha. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis taught in a braisa. Now, the Argamara says that, before we get to the next point, Argamara says that if you write again on since Asabana, it's kosher. So take a look at Tosas to your master, Dilma, third Tosas on the page. Dilma, the Sinas Gedu, V'chein, oh, almost a Dafyomi coincidence. Shalaf ish na'alo v'nasin l'reyeo, pasuk in Rus. That's the whole source for Kenyan Chalipin. That you could do a Kenyan with a shoe. Boaz did a Kenyan with a shoe. You could just use a handkerchief. So even if it's less than a pruta. So a get can be done with less than a pruta. And a Kenyan Chalipin. Boaz. Okay, there was a shoe. Presumably a shoe is worth more. But you could do it even with a sudatos, it says. Vinasan l're'e lobin in shava pruta. Even though it says vinasan, you don't need a pruta. Avakav to say vinasan. V'chein gabi truma. Chita achas poteres es akri. Wow. Even a mashu, it says vinasan. Avakav to say v'titin lo. Taisa says truma can be done with less than a pruta. And you're yoytze in the midst of truma. Uvematnos dam chatas, uvematnos bonus ein bo shir. Wow. So some of the other Rishonim point out that there's a famous Tosas Rid. He says, yeah, it's true. One kernel of wheat exempts you, right? We know Rabosai. When it comes to giving truma, midoraisa, all you have to give truma is a mashu. Midorabon and the rabbi said you should give 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, right? A generous guy gives 1/40th, a guy who's a little bit low, a middle road guy gives 1/50th, and a miser, a cheapskate, gives 1/60th. But midoraisa, even a chita achas, a Tosis says, you see from here, even less than a pruta works. Says the Tosis read a tremendous chiddush in Kiddushin, even though you're right, it's not tevel, but you're not yotze, the mitzvah of truma, the less than a pruta. He disagrees with this Tosis. Tosis read says, you got to give a minimum of a pruta. It says titein lo. The Noda Behuda also says like that. Beferish against this Tosas. It works that it's not tevel, but you don't get the mitzvah until you give mamish and nesina. Wow. And the Ktzos talks about this, that maybe if you're giving a shtar matana, if it's Isurei Hana, it doesn't work. You got to make a kinyan on the shtar matana. A get does not need a shava pruta. But other documents might, yes, the Shava Pruta. So says the Ktsos. Shtar Matana needs to be worth a Pruta. And the Ran further adds that even though the Gemara says if you write a get on Isuri Hana, it's kosher, but if you have to burn the get, if it's Isuri Hana, you have to burn it, then it would not be good. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. Here we go. Says the Gemara. What kind of writing do you need to write a get? Tana Rabbanan. Vikasav velo chakak. You have to write the get, but you can't chisel the get out. Chiseling is not writing. Let's say you take a knife and you chisel it out. Let's say on a wood, you take wood and you chisel out the get, it doesn't work. It says the Gemara, L'meimer d'chakika lav k'sivei. Really, chiseling is not right. We remit all ask you a contradiction. Eved shiyotza b'ksav sh'al gabe tavla. If an eved leaves with a document that was chiseled out from wood, upinkas, or a type of thing that was covered in wax and you chiseled it out with wax, yotza l'cheirus. Avalo b'ksav shal gabe kipa the anduchtari, but not weaving that was weaved on a garment. So you see, chiseling is writing. Amar ulam rabbalaz lakasha. Haduchak tochos, haduchak yurechos. If you chisel around the letter and the letter is just left there, that's no good. But if you actually chisel out the letter itself, that's called chak tochos, is no good. But chak yurechos, where you actually chisel the letter itself, if you chisel the letter itself, that works. Ask the Gemara, v'tochos lo. If you chisel around the letter, it's no good. Uriminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. Lo hayak savo. From the tzitz. I'll ask you a contradiction from the tzitz. Lo hayak savo shokeh ela bolet kiddi narezav. The tzitz protruded like dinarezav. Va dinarezav tochos ein. How do you make a coin? You press down around it, and the form remains elevated. So it sounds like the tzitz was a good ksiva. And it says about the tzitz, Michtav pituchei chosam. You got to write it. Answers the Gemara, Kedinai zav alo kedinai zav. Kedinai zav. It was like coins, but it's also not like coins. Kedinai zav debolet. The tzitz was like coins that it protrudes. But it's not like coins. Dilo hasam, when it comes to the coins, tochos. You press down around it, and the form was left up. The hacha yurechos, but the tzitz, they would push it. It was a thin piece of gold, and they would push it from the back, and therefore it would push it out. Oh, so it did press down on the letters themselves. Amalei Arvina l'Ravashi. So Arvina said to Ravashi, Rushma, if they push down a form and you smash it with a hammer, Michritz Charetz o Kenufi Machnif, does it just push down around it and you don't push it at all? Oh, Kenufi Machnif, no. Maybe even when you put the form down, it actually pushes on the letter itself. Amalei Michritz Charetz. No. You just push it around it, and the form happens by itself. Eisvei. So Ravina asked Ravashi from the Brice we said earlier about the tzitz. Lo hayakasso shokei. Shokei ela bolet kedin rezov. Oh, you did it like a form. V'isavidai l'michritz charetz. If you tell me the way they did the tzitz was michritz charetz, it shouldn't be a good ksiva. Habi inan michta v'leka, says the Gemara. You're right. Kedin rezav, lo kedin rezav. It's like we said before. It's like a dinar, but not like a dinar. Kedin rezav the bole. It's like a coin because the writing would protrude. But lo kedin rezav di l'hasam mikavai. When it comes to a dinar, you would do it from the same side. You press it down. The form from the same side. But the hacha, the tzitz mea brai, no. They, as I said before, they would push the tzitz from the back and push it through. And that's the way it ended up being the same as a coin, but in a different way. The coin, they would push the form down on the front, but the tzitz, they would push it out from the back. And therefore, it was considered to be a good writing. One more point about this. Some of the achronim talk about whether braille writing would work. Rav Yashiv seems to say that braille would work. Now, there's a Ran in Masechet Shabbos. No, for a get. So the Ran writes in Masechet Shabbos a machlokas between himself and the Rashba. Let's say a person, there's a ches, and you chisel out the top of the ches, and you make two zions. Right? So the Gemara there says that you're chayev on Shabbos for writing two letters. You took a ches, you took out the roof, so now you made two letters. So the question is, isn't that chak tochos? So the Argamar says, that's chak tochos. You didn't write the letter at all. So the Ran seems to say, the Ran quotes a Rashba, that will be kosher for a Sefer Torah. If you're chayev on Shabbos, if it's called writing, so it should work for a Sefer Torah. And the Ran disagrees and says, no, Shabbos, we don't care about chak tochos. It's chak tochos, and you're chayev on Shabbos, because meleches machsheves is a chumra, as long as you wrote two letters, you're chayev. But a Sefer Torah, it's chak tochos. You didn't write the letter itself. You just took away the bridge. It's not good for a Sefer Torah. It's not considered to be a ksiva. Okay, let's continue. Oh, that's what someone will bring a riot from the Luchos. That the Luchos were chiseled out. So maybe chiseling by a Sefer Torah should work. Gevaldik. Dr. Joe, yes, someone will bring a riot from that. But others say no. Just because Hashem chiseled out the Luchos doesn't mean that a Sefer Torah, that's kosher. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Rav Nachman. Rav asked the child of Rav Nachman. Kosav lo get al tas shel zov. Let's say a guy writes his wife a get on a piece of gold, a solid piece of gold. Amala, let's kill two birds with one stone here. This is your get, and it's worth a lot of money, so it's also the ksuba. Amala, iskab ligitech v'iskab iksubasech mahu. Amala, yeah, why not? Iskab ligitech v'iskab iksubasech. It's a very expensive get. So he kills the birds on stone. The get's written on stone, no problem.
You have to hold on to the get forever?
Let's see. Esive, so Rava asked against Rav Nachman. Hiskabli gitech vahashar liksubasech. Hiskabli gitech vahashar liksubasech. The leftovers, the outside piece works. Time at the kashar, that's only if you have enough leftover. Halak hashar lo. But if the only thing was exactly the amount that the get was written, now that would not work. You can't pay the ksuba. Because the get has to be v'nosan. So the get has to be for a get and not for the payment of a debt. Because if you're using the gold as the payment for the debt, so it's like the get is written on nothing. Answer the Gemara, no. Hu adin afagav delekashar. You don't need anything extra. Rakam ash malan. The price seems the avagav dekashar, even if you have leftovers, I omar lo, if he says that the leftovers is going for the payment of the obligation, then it works. I lo lo, but if you don't say that the leftovers for the leftovers, it doesn't automatically count as the ksuba. My taima, avir in the megillah. No, it's just the space of the megillah. It's just the extra space of the megillah. And therefore it's batel to the actual document. And therefore, if you don't say specifically that you're using the extra gold to pay for the ksuba, then it doesn't work. But in a chanami, it works even without the extra. Tanra banan, hareze giteich, v'haniyar shali. Let's say a guy says to his wife, this is your get, but I'm keeping the document for myself. Eina mugureshes. It's not a good get. Because she has to own it. To give it to her, it's like the letters are floating in the air. Because you own the document. You didn't give her anything. However, if you say, Amanasa tachziri liyas aniyar, I'm giving you this get with a matana manasa achzi, I'm giving you the get, it's yours. But in a week, you have to give it back to me. So then it is a good get. Because once she gives it back, so she owned it. Even though it's only a matana for a small amount of time, that matana manas lahachzir is a good giving. Bayerav Papa, bein shita l'shita bein tevel tevimai. What about if the guy says, I want to keep the parts of the document in between the lines and in between the letters. Teku. Says the Gemara, I don't know. Is that like now I gave you like a million different letters? Because all the place in between I own. So it's like it's not one get. So the Gemara says, take, I don't know. Ask the Gemara, oh, my kasha. The tape glade, the sefer echad amarachman of alosh naim shlosh svarim. Turns out if I own the area in the document in between all the letters, so it's like I gave you a 200 different documents. Lo tzricha, dimeura. No, the letters go into the other spaces. So it's not so, so therefore the writing, it's all one writing. Boyerami brachama, hayu muksakin be'evet shushalo. Let's say there's a chazaka that Johnny the slave belongs to Kamenetsky. No, let's not say Kamenetsky. That's not Reuven. Johnny the slave belongs to Reuven. Reuven's married to Rachel. The get kasav ayado. And lo and behold, there's a get of Reuven divorcing his wife Rachel on the slave's hand. All of a sudden we see that Reuven and Rachel live in different houses, but they're married. And all of a sudden, the slave is not by Reuven's house. The slave is by Rachel's house. She brings the Eved, and she claims that the husband gave her the Eved and divorced her with the Eved. And I guess we don't have Eidim. We don't have Eidim Mesira. Mahu, is the fact that the slave is in her possession, is that enough of a raya that she's divorced? Mi amrina nakne akni la. Do we say that the husband gave her the get and divorced her? O Dilma, we have no proof. Hu minafshe ayah. Maybe this slave just was hanging out by her house. Maybe the slave was hanging out by her house. Amarava. The typically, forget about that. Ksav sheyachal lehiz daifu. But the writing on the hand of the slave, it could be erased. Says the Gemara, wait a second, but didn't the Mishnah say you could write? We learned on the Mishnah. No, Bishnah Masih's in the Rava Lokasha. Eidei Mesira, Rava Lozi. The Mishnah is talking about Eidei Mesira, so even though it could be erased, we don't care, because you don't need Eidim at all. It could be Eidei Mesira, Rava Lozi. Eli Rami Rachama, Kasha, says the Gemara. Right? He seemed to say without Eidei Mesira it should work. Says the Gemara, we're talking about a case where it was tattooed onto the slave. Okay. Hashdas lahachi. Mastisa nami lo tikshi. So then you don't have to answer the Mishnah talking about Eidei Mesira. Biksovas kaka. Okay. My havi Allah. What's the answer of the question of the slave was found by the woman? Tashma domish lakish agodros ein lan chazaka. Animals. They tend to stray from one place to the other. So therefore, just because an animal's in your possession is not a right that you own it. Maybe the animal just strolled into your field. So too, a slave, there is no chazaka. And the Beis Yosef writes, the stuff is only by an Eved who's older bar mitzvah. But an Eved who's a baby, who's in a stroller, he's not going to walk. He can't walk. So then, she would be Megureshes Vadai. Like the Gemara says in Bava Basra, that by an Eved Katan is a Chazaka right away. Also, the Achronim also write, the Savag of Rav Mechama is only if the husband denies it and says, I never gave this Eved to you. But if the husband admits that he gave it the Eved, then it's a Vaday Gerushin. And the Torah, and the, so says the Beis Shmuel, is coming to the Shulchan Aruch. And the Sefer Torah Skitten, he disagrees. What do you mean? Why do we believe the husband? Shouldn't believe it. Okay, the next story, I think, is the next story. All right, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. We're up to Bayrar and Macham. It's a new story. Have a great day. Tomorrow, we're still live. We're still live tomorrow. But Wednesday morning, I'm in Virginia. But it will be on Zoom. 7:05 on Zoom. Tomorrow morning we're still live.